This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything.
Coming up on today's show, the number one song at birth, plus hits from the bong, and Jeff Oskey is in studio. We'll hear that coming up in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Now, we were discussing what song was number one when you were born.
Yeah, the song that was number one when Ace was born.
I already looked it up.
What is it?
Land Down Under by Minute Work.
That's bull.
What? Yeah, there's no way in hell we're going to get that out.
Younger than I am.
I know.
Okay.
Do you know his actual age?
Sherry by the Four Seasons.
Oh, that's a turd.
Oh, I like that one. I know you're not a fan of the Four Seasons.
Four Seasons only were popular because they were giving coke to all the DJs.
No,
I really like that
sound.
Stuff. Yeah.
I don't like Ronnie, but I...
Sherry was a good song.
Especially the way you sing it.
Yeah.
No, that's too low.
It's offensive.
Oh.
Awful. Walk Like a Man, are they...
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Have you not, walk like a man, sing like a girl.
Oh, it's awful.
Have you not seen the video of Frankie Valli? It's kind of famous on viral.
He's clearly lip-syncing and barely moving.
Really,
I will not watch that.
Barely moving.
Too sad to me.
It's not sad at all.
I will say this. I do like that you're going to be surprised. Grease is the word. I like that.
Yeah, I do too.
With Frankie Valli.
I hate it.
That's
he's barely you moving his it? Mouth and he's belting grease out. It's hilarious.
It makes no sense. Grease is the word. Makes no sense. Don't like it.
Maybe you like bacon. You don't know.
Yeah.
I went and found a number one song on my birthday. You're not going to believe it.
Oh, wait a minute. We already had it.
No, it's this. That's not the one, according to this account.
Christy, you're wrong.
I didn't do it. He did his own. I don't know.
No, I went to a different place. A source. What happened on your birthday? And they claim this is the number one song. You'll have heard this one. This, I don't think, ever gets played anywhere, and you'll see why in a matter of seconds. Oh, this is such a turd.
Put your...
any time now, Tom.
Anybody?
Not yet.
Doris Day?
Stereo crazy.
No. Anybody? Any guesses?
No.
I just guessed.
Judy Garland?
Yeah, we said Doris Day.
How much is that doggy in the window?
Yeah, that's on brand.
How old are you?
With the waggly
who's singing?
Is this Anne Margaret?
She has Bonnie a lovely, Francis?
Patty Page.
She has a lovely.
Oh, Jimmy's mom.
Lovely boy.
What about Jeff?
Well, that explains how Jimmy went into music.
Yeah, it does.
Like Mom. Yeah.
That was my mother's favorite song when we were growing
up.
She would sing it to us all. Like, I cringed when I heard, like, wow. The hair on the back of my neck just stood up.
How much is that doggy?
But isn't it sweet?
I didn't realize it was a real, like, as a kid, I just thought it was a song my mom, like, was a song you sang to your kids or, right. You know, like
yeah.
A little,
yeah, but
I didn't realize it was on air.
And you read the lyrics and it was a puppy mill and it's, you don't want to know. It's so depressing.
But is it possible that Tom could be your father? Isn't that possible? Because your mom liked that song? Isn't that true?
Think about
maybe.
It.
Yeah, oh, well, I think so.
True.
Did you ever give it
you
to
and Billy Corgan,
mom?
Right?
Yeah.
Do we know Jeff's song of the?
Yeah, what's yours?
73-929.
What?
Dust in the Wind.
September 29th, 1973.
Yeah, sorry.
73. Oh, what a night. No.
We could do this off the air.
Late September 9th. You just did it.
Yeah, but I looked it up during the...
And Christy said she was rumbly in her tumbly when she was pregnant.
Yeah,
you remember that?
Rumbly in my tumbly.
Bears love honey, and I'm a Pooh Bear, so I do care, so I climb up. I'm so
Winnie the Pooh.
Rumbly in my tumbly. Time for something... Something sweet.
Thicky and sweet like honey. Oh, how do you get upset at Winnie the Pooh?
This will make you feel
better.
I'd like
to speak to the four listeners we still have.
All the right. Number one song when Jeff Oskey was born was We're an American Band by Grandfather.
Love that song. Written by the drummer.
That's a great song.
Don Brewer.
Yeah.
Produced by Todd Rundgren. Yep. Great song.
Yeah.
There we go.
And you're puppy in the window. See, I'm cooler.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's,
okay. We're Jailhouse Rock.
Yeah, you are. Hey, the clothing brand Diesel is trying to resurrect ultra low rise jeans for women and men.
Now, are these bras, Tom? you know the old,
you know the Diesel.
Yeah.
Oh, those are panties.
Oh, that's what
the
that is?
Diesel company.
No, you didn't you work? Used to work?
I did. I was a diesel fitter.
Yeah.
And
what did that encompass? Entail?
I would just look at the panties and bras and go, diesel fitter.
Diesel fitter.
When I saw this story, I immediately thought there's a warehouse full of ultra low-rise jeans somewhere, and they're just trying to get rid of them.
It could be
but
it.
But the New York Times reports jeans slung so low they revealed a bit of the model's butt cracks were featured at the fashion show in Milan.
And it's the boys and the ladies.
Yes. Oh. Jacob Gallagher, the Times writer, quipped that the, quote, coin slot-sized portion of bum crack treated the audience to a 1/8 moon. Diesel designer Glenn Martins said the jeans had elasticized jock straps inside to hold them in place.
Weird.
And prevent them from falling down the model's butt.
So they're real loose.
Really?
But I guess the jock strap holds them up. They look ridiculous. And
the women are supposed to wear these. I don't need a jock strap.
I mean, it's a great place. You've got that built-in ass holster for your phone.
Boy, yes. Ass holster is what.
Ass holster.
Yeah, I know what he did.
Built-in ass holster.
You don't like a hint of crack?
on girls, yes. On guys,
this shows you
I get turned on and it makes me uncomfortable.
There's some dude walking down whatever it is in Milan
the runway
with his.
So is the front low too? Like, can you see some D-neck?
I guess probably no D-neck, but maybe a little bit of a crop top there.
What's D-neck?
I've never heard is that D-neck.
The
before.
Neck of
the D.
You know, some man root.
Oh, the D, the man root.
Does it poke out occasionally?
Oh, that's.
I mean, if it's hanging low, like you're gonna see a little neck
where your waist cuts in, and girls seem to like that.
They
I
do.
Guess,
they
yeah.
do.
Oh, the funnel?
Yeah.
Oh, please.
Tom, you have that, don't you?
All these fashion shows are so ridiculous.
Tom's going to need a jockstrap in his jeans to hold him up any minute now.
What are you weighing right now? About 130,
135? What are you?
Have you ever accidentally show us your thin, pale penis?
I don't think I would like able to handle it.
Like an overboiled hot dog.
It's all misshapen.
I will say, it is pale. I'll give you that.
Oh, can you imagine?
Oh my gosh!
So, in any event, they don't show the guy from the front. So I don't know if you get, you know, a glimpse of the old upper meat stick or the.
Looks like a chicken hanging off a alabaster wump.
But God, these fashion shows are such a joke.
Well, now wait a minute. There are some people.
Somebody told me exactly what goes on at those, and it really helped me because I used to get furious at the stuff that was going on at fashion shows because nobody's wearing that. This is idiotic. But a lot of those silly outfits are just to draw attention to the brands and their actual clothing. But in this case, it sounds like they're trying to go for a trend here.
Who knows? I mean, there's still the trend of I just saw a guy at Kroger the other day that was he didn't have a cart and he had a bag, but he was had to use his left hand to hold his pants up.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was over.
No, that's not over.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Boy, remember when Aykroyd and Bill Murray and Gilda Radner cannot believe the plumber's crack that Aykroyd has? Yeah.
Hey, here's your problem.
They are just pointing.
The moon's out a little early.
Would you say something to somebody if they're...
I would assume they're doing it on purpose, for whatever reason.
When we were at the pool last week, there was a gentleman who was showing not an eighth of a moon. It was almost a half moon.
Wow.
But... You know, it was hard to look at, but he was right there.
Was he wearing a Speedo?
No, he was wearing just a regular...
Little baggy shorts and they were just hanging...
Swim trunks, but they were... He had a very long crack.
What does Andy wear at the pool?
Swim trunks?
What kind?
I don't know. Gray ones?
Don't you look?
Above the knee?
He has gray ones, long.
Are they Speedos?
They're longer. No, not a Speedo.
Board shorts.
I want to get one of those... unitards with like the stripes.
The old timey.
Like Scrooge McDuck would wear.
Like Borat. The green lime green.
Oh, yeah, the banana hammock, didn't he?
Yeah.
I see. Ooh. So, no.
Now, I wanted to get to this. Can we get to the story about bong water? Because I know Jeffrey is going to be going to marijuana country, right? Aren't you going on vacation?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to the Dominican. If you get caught with weed there, they lock you up for like 5 years.
Yeah.
I ain't doing nothing.
No kidding. No, that's cocaine country.
Yeah. Everyone knows you too. My bad.
Minnesota lawmakers have introduced legislation clarifying that used bong water is not actually a drug. The Minnesota Reformer reports under the current law, prosecutors can treat bong water quantities of greater than 4 ounces as a drug mixture, potentially turning a misdemeanor possession offense into a first-degree felony.
But
does anyone do anything with bong water other than
throw it away?
Make hot dogs in it?
A new bill explicitly states that the legal definition of drug mixture does not include the fluid used in a water pipe, nor does it include any quantity of drugs that may be dissolved in a pipe's fluid.
But the law that they want to put in place would include the bong water?
No, it would exclude your bong water.
So good.
Yeah.
They're relaxing a little
bit. It is currently awaiting consideration by the Public Safety Committee in the House and in the Senate in the state of Minnesota.
A leap to make the assumption that bong water equals... at some prior moment there was...
Drug use.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
If that's...
I don't know. A felony?
This received widespread attention last year when Jessica Besky, a Fargo woman, faced up to 30 years in prison over 8 ounces of used bong water that was allegedly found in her car during a traffic stop.
Yeah, that's rough.
That's crazy.
She had just gotten done at the Build-A-Bong workshop. She's on her way home.
Build-A-Bong. That's a great place. But you got to hand it to her for not spilling the... bong water in the car.
How much of a pothead are you that you have a water bong in your car?
No kidding.
Am I the only one who's never even owned a bong?
I've never owned a bong.
No.
The first time I ever tried that was with a bong.
Yeah.
A water bong. And you know how they say you don't feel it the first time you do it? I felt it.
My brother came over when he was of age or older, and he wanted to hit the bong, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna light this, you inhale. And he inhaled, I lit it, and he coughed and blew it back in, and it shot a burning wad of marijuana across onto my couch and just burned a huge hole in it. Very first time he ever tried to smoke pot.
Why do you think they call it dope?
That's good.
Wow.
Yeah. Are you a fan of the song Hits from the Bong by Cypress Hill?
I was just listening to it the other day.
Yes.
I'm a big fan.
They have the sound effect of the bomb.
Yeah. Is that a so-called rap or is that a song song?
Yeah, I put it in the hip-hop category. Sure. Yeah.
How does it go?
Yeah.
Can you do it for us?
Hits from the bong.
Pick it, pack it, fire it up, come along, and take a hit from the bong.
Yeah.
Are there any
dirty, sounds just like
them. Are there dirty words in it?
Oh, there are? I can't remember.
And that sounds like a toe tapper.
I like
it. Yeah, it does.
Yeah. I know when Sinatra covered it in his Great American Songbook.
Hits from the bong.
Hits from the
bong. Dude, I want to hear Sinatra do it.
You can puff it. You can suck it. Suck that bong.
The way you puff tonight. Huffing with you. Bong water will no longer be illegal. Okay.
Right.
So basically, she got busted for 8 ounces of weed because the water was 8 ounces of...
Yeah, yes.
They included that.
Yes. No, I don't understand. What does one do with bong water? Do you dispose of it?
Or you just pour it down.
But are you supposed to leave it in there? Or are you supposed to do like fresh bong water each time you do the...
Not each time, but each maybe...
Yeah.
We don't have to redo the water for Jeff.
I have an idea.
Yeah.
Because as you know, I'm environmentally conscious. How about this idea? We create a Brita filter system for bong water.
Yeah.
So you have like a whole thing about, you pull up in back of a car and they've got that, piece crap. And then you got a thing saying, saying recycle your bong water. Save the earth.
Josh, you've heard about that piece of crap.
Oh, yeah.
All we're saying is peace is crap.
How stupid is all that?
If you don't stop, the world will keep singing this crappy music. That stuff. okay, sorry.
Another piece of crap.
Do you suppose Otis Campbell's urine would, what do you think he would test?
I don't know who that is.
Otis Campbell,
Andy Griffith?
The Andy Griffith Show, the Town Drunk.
Okay.
Sing the Dipsy Doodle song?
Yeah, next time say Town Drunk from Andy Griffith.
I think absolutely top five most famous drunks in cinema or television.
Jeffrey.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
You mentioned the song Hits from the Bong.
Jeff and I are big fans.
And this is from the band Cypress Hill.
Yes.
And I think I recognize this tune. I played a little above it.
Should we start betting how long he's going to let this go on? I say the over-under is 27 seconds.
Oh, okay.
I'm going under.
I take the under. And it's me.
I'm going 14.
Gotta go under.
Pat, have you ever heard this song?
No.
Okay, I want you to see if I think I recognize the song.
They sampled
the sample.
Yeah.
I
think I'm right. Pat, see if you recognize this song. That's the song.
Oh yeah.
I know that.
Absolutely.
And here they
now.
Go.
What is the song?
I don't know.
Isn't that the son of a preacher man?
Yes.
Dusty Springfield.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good, Tom.
Sure is.
Oh, but they had to be thrilled.
Ooh, Dusty, she probably was probably honored.
They get a check.
So that wasn't even 7 seconds.
Between that and the Pulp Fiction soundtrack, she made some money there in the 90s.
You're going to let it go for...
I just wanted to see if you identified the song.
And we don't get to hear any of the lyrics that Cypress Hill
sings. Are these clean, these lyrics? I have no idea.
You can at least hear them say hits from the bog in the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay. Does it immediately go into...
I don't remember.
We have a button. What's the
worst thing that's going to happen? Yeah, come on. Live dangerously. Come on.
I got to get the dump button. Okay, there we go. Here we go. Here it is. Now, excuse me.
I hope the media's just, mother.
Bong!
Are they hitting it up, if you will, as they do this? Do you think?
Can hear them.
Yeah. That's that gurgling.
That's the background.
Do you think it's actually a high octane?
Is it just
a sound effect?
That guy is high from the second he wakes up.
Yeah. Right. But in that case, I think they added that. But yes, I think somebody is really utilizing a bong.
We're beginning to get to the part where
they're going to pick it, pack it, fire it up.
What a mess this is.
What's he saying?
Pick it, pack it, fire it up, come along, and take a hit from the bong.
Are you gonna let it play?
I can't hear him. It's
Turn it up.
Well, that's a good way to hear it, is to stop it.
Okay, sir.
You got away with a lot.
That's absolutely the tone, though. Yeah.
What did he say? I couldn't understand.
Well, it's okay, Grandpa.
What is he saying?
Something about a bong.
What the hell is he saying?
I don't care
saying?
If you're 19. If you, what did he say? I couldn't understand it. You sound old.
Yes,
I am old.
He says, put the blunt down just for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. It's not a new method. Inhale, exhale. Just got an ounce in the mail.
There you go.
Wow.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.